It's Pākehā. Well, current affairs from a Māori perspective. Wyn Osborne is the CEO of the Manukau Urban Māori Authority. I can witness each and every day the wonderful work that's being done here at Te Ngāwhare Wātea in Mangere in Tamaki Makaurau as a distribution point that are helping thousands of people during what's a very challenging period, lockdown level 4, and it feels as though we'll be going into at least another week of it as well. That might be confirmed later in the day. A warm welcome to you, Wyn. Tēnā koe, nei rā te mihi ki a koe.
Yeah, kia ora, Dale. Nā mihi nui ki a koe, mō tō mahi, mō tō mangai o te motua, o te tangata, everyone. Right? Thank you for doing your work. I say this every time, but thank you for doing your work and enabling us to reach out. Kia ora.
Mihi nui. Kia koe. Wyn, this is a collaboration unlike what we've seen before. Te taumata kōrero, yes, we've had a food bank operating here at the Marae for a long time, but now we are able to deliver what's needed most in the communities. And Ngāwhare Wātea, because we have a sort of big storage facility, is being used in truckloads of kai and sanitary packs, hygiene packs are flowing through the marae. Tell us about your observations of Te Taumata Kōrero and how our various agencies and marae have combined to do what they can to help out.
Yeah, kia ora, Dale. Yeah, look, it's been utterly incredible to see this kind of unprecedented connection of capability in terms of the partners in the Taumata Kōrero. I mean, it extends across Tamaki and it reaches into marae, those big marae, of course, that are very prominent in terms of some of the initiatives around vaccinating and testing, but also those little marae that are there as a cornerstone and a place of manaaki and aroha and support for whānau, and one of the places whānau look to when they need support. So it's just been an incredible linking up of that capability that we know marae's offer. And then, you know, for us, we have this green shed that we call it Whare Kākariki, that we have plans for in terms of stepping into this role of logistics. So we were busily planning this when this lockdown occurred. And so we were kind of poised and ready. And when the call came out from Huri Moana to play a kind of logistics hub role, our thinking was already in place. So we were able to pivot very quickly and stand it up as a centre for receiving bulk kai. I mean, we're talking 130, 140 pallets. It's a big shed, and we had it stacked full through the course of next week, and then through the course of last week, sorry, and then watched it all disappear on Friday thanks to some very big efforts from our kaimahi from all the different parts of Mumus activities. So truly humbling. Truly an awesome expression of manaaki and haroha to those whānau that are perhaps struggling to get a bit of kai and also perhaps being able to pivot some of their cash away from kai to those other essentials, power, etc., that are so important during these kind of events.
I know, just talking with the kaimahi, and I'd like to salute them too. Now, some of our teachers from the kula, obviously the kula's not working, but some of the teachers were down there last week. Guys have just come out of prison have been helping to load up as well, plus many from the wider Mooma workforce have been literally out there in their high-vis gears and loading up trucks. And one thing about our marae too, and all marae, you know, non-judgmental way, is because people from all walks of life will find themselves in difficult circumstances. Any idea of the ethnic breakdown of who is coming for support? Because it seems it's like the United Nations there at times, and the lineup of cars, from my read.
Yeah, no, look, Huri, you know, what's interesting is we endeavour to focus very much on the Māngere community and look to divert those requests for kai back to their own communities where we can. Having said that, we still have quite a broad number of suburbs that we reach into, but very strong Māori Pacifica whānau still. Yes, there are those other ethnicities coming through and some of our immigrant communities reaching out to us, but I can say, look, very, very strong Māori Pacifica really feeling the brunt of this at the moment, and whether or not that's because of, you know, the challenge of self-isolation or just the utter disruption to the supermarkets and the usual kai distribution processes, channels, if you like. Just very much reflected by the community we're endeavouring to target as one of the communities that have, again, really feeling the brunt of this this outbreak.
What about the other mahi? Because that has to go on as well. We're whānau order provided. The Manukau Urban Māori Authorities, we've got 100 or so people working in different areas. How difficult has it been to maintain that mahi through lockdown experiences?
Yeah, I've got to mihi those kaimahi of ours that work in those areas, eh? Because, you know, what I've observed is that they're continuing to do this mahi. You kind of have a tendency just seeing the mahi on the social media platforms that, of course, our food bank are doing and our kaimahi at the marae. But, you know, what just blows me away is some of the intense and important mahi that continues to happen through our other kaimahi, whether or not that's restorative justice conferencing, whether or not that's supporting some of those whānau that are suffering some of the tensions that come into the whare under these challenging times, and some of these events, because, you know, life goes on, and unfortunately for some, life is tough. And so being able to maintain that that role of support and manaaki and be available under these circumstances is just an awesome testament to the quality of our staff, just truly able to conduct some of those rather intense interventions and manaaki for whānau when it's required. Has just been continues to go on. So truly impressive.
And of course, this could go on too. And if not COVID, it could be something else, becoming something of a logistics centre, as you mentioned here down at Ngāwhiri Wāte. But big ups to all of the community organisations that are supporting this collective response. And I guess, too, some thanks as well that Pūtea has been freed up so that it's not just what's donated or not needed, because now the ability to go out and buy what is needed, that's quite a departure to the food bank model of yesteryear, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So truly some changes in the way our communities are supported, which have been long overdue. And are very encouraging to see that there's a higher degree of recognition for the ability of Māori to support one another under these challenges, and so higher levels of trust and greater recognition about the important role that Māori providers and marae play in terms of supporting awhiing whānau. You know, on the logistics hub, when last lockdown, we do have a little bit of underutilised land at Wātea, and the tendency was to pivot towards perhaps growing kai, but we kind of recognised that the volumes and the ability to have an impact on the volumes of kai that our urban settings need kind of had forced us to recognise that there was another role that perhaps we could play in terms of addressing some of these kai security issues. And hence we did look at our, and that was in the logistics, the getting involved in the logistics and delivery and distribution of kai, not just in times of crisis, but just every day. And so that in times of crisis, all those relationships and all of that infrastructure and capability can be ramped up rapidly to perhaps provide an alternative to supermarkets, to perhaps support our primary producers out in the provinces, to support our wholesale businesses, Māori businesses endeavouring to trade in kai. And so just a real opportunity to create more strength, if you like, amongst the community in challenging times such as this, eh? And yes, if it's not COVID, and I think COVID is going to be our priority concern for a little while yet, but, you know, we're seeing weather events and other disruptions, eh? We saw the flooding out at out west, Kumeu and those surrounds. So, you know, it feels like we need to prepare, and it's nice to be able to see that we could bring that wharekākāriki to life far more rapidly than we anticipated. But truly, it stood up to the challenge, and we're confident now that we can make a few investments in the marae just to have it operate safely, you know, 24/7, certainly every working day of the week once we get back to normal levels.